And, if one wanted to go back far enough, Waldeck Eisenberg. She enjoyed all of her names, and she was proud of every last one. But the one she liked best was Lottie. Lottie. It was the simplest of the bunch, but that wasn't why she liked it. Her tastes rarely ran to the simple, after all. She liked her wigs tall and her dresses grand, and she was quite certain no one in her household appreciated the complexities of music or art as keenly as she did. She was not a simple creature. She was not. But she liked being called Lottie. She liked it because hardly anyone ever used it. You had to know her to call her Lottie. You had to know, for example, that in spring, her favourite dessert was raspberry apricot tort, and in winter, it was apple strudel. But the truth was, she had a taste for fruit and for sweets, and any sweet made of fruit was her absolute favourite. People who called her Lottie also knew that when she was a young girl, she'd loved to swim in the lake by her home, when it was warm enough, which it rarely was. They also knew that when her mother had banned the practice, stating that Charlotte was too old for such frivolity, Charlotte had not spoken to her for 3 weeks. Peace was re-established only after Charlotte had written a surprisingly thorough legal document outlining the rights and responsibilities of all involved parties. Her mother was not immediately persuaded by Charlotte's arguments, but her older brother, Adolphus, had intervened. Charlotte had made a good case, he'd said. She'd shown logic and intelligence, and surely that should be rewarded. Adolphus was the one who'd coined the pet name Lottie, and that was the true reason it was her favourite name. It had been bestowed upon her by her favourite brother. Pardon, her former favourite brother.
You give the appearance of a statue, Adolphus said,
smiling as if she had not spent the last 3 weeks begging him not to marry her off to a stranger. Charlotte wanted to ignore him. She'd have liked nothing better than to never utter a word in his direction for the remainder of both of their lives. But even she recognised the futility of such stubbornness. And besides, they were in a carriage in the southeast of England, and they had a long ride both ahead and behind them. She was bored and furious, never a good combination. Statues are works of art, she said icily. Art is beautiful. This made her brother smile.
Damn his eyes. Art can be beautiful to gaze upon, he said, with some amusement. You, on the other hand, are ridiculous to the eye.
Is there a point? Charlotte bit off. He shrugged.
You have not moved an inch in 6 hours. Oh. Oh.
He should not have gone there. Charlotte levelled her dark eyes on his with a ferocity that ought to have terrified him. I am wearing Lyonnaise silk, encrusted with Indian sapphires, with an overlay of 200-year-old lace.
And you look beautiful, he said.
He reached out to pat her knee, then hastily withdrew his hand when he caught her expression.
Murderous.
Apparently, too much movement could cause the sapphires to shred the lace, Charlotte growled. She literally growled. Do you want me to shred the lace? Do you? She did not wait for him to answer. They both knew he was not meant to. If that were not enough, she continued, the gown sits atop a bespoke underpinning made of whalebone.
Whalebone?
Yes, whalebone, brother. The bones of whales. Whales died so I could look like this. At that, Adolphus laughed outright.
Lottie.
Don't, Charlotte warned him. Don't you dare call me Lottie as if you care.
Come, Liebchen. You know I care.
Do I? Because it does not feel as if...